BBC News with Neil Nunes. Police in Britain are trying to identify the substance that caused a Russian former double agent to fall critically ill. Sergei Skripal and a woman were found unconscious on a bench in the town of Salisbury on Sunday. The area has had to be decontaminated. Businessmen and Republican politicians in the U.S. say President Trump must abandon his plans to raise tax barriers on imported steel and aluminium. Some executives want to meet Mr. Trump to try to stave off the tariffs. UNICEF says the world has made progress in the past decade in reducing the prevalence of child marriages. It believes that in 10 years, 25 million underage marriages have been prevented. People in the Syrian enclave of Eastern Ghouta are again reported to have received treatment for breathing difficulties. Some activists and journalists in the area say they believe the government side has again used chlorine gas as a weapon. It has in the past denied doing so. The leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un, says he plans to write a new history of reunification with South Korea. State media in Pyongyang said the comments came as Mr. Kim hosted a high-level South Korean delegation at a dinner. Seoul said there had been a satisfactory agreement on future talks. In South Korea, a former presidential contender says he's suspending his political activities and resigning as a provincial governor after being accused of rape. The accusations against Ah Hee-jung were made by his secretary on TV. Kim Jae-yong said she had been assaulted four times. And the wreckage of one of America's first aircraft carriers, the USS Lexington, has been found 800 kilometers off the east coast of Australia, 76 years after it was sunk in the Second World War. The warship was discovered 3 kilometers down by a team led by Paul Allen, the billionaire co-founder of Microsoft. BBC World News.